talk about quickly what we have for this month. Now, I did do a video on everything, discussing the astrology on April. But I just want to quickly tell you, it is April 3rd when we are filming this live. And April 3rd, April 1st is when Mercury really went direct in Aries, far as not direct, retrograde. And so we do have a lot of Mercury represents pranks. Aries represents, you know, I'm being nice, a lot of fire energy, wars, conflict, boldness, impatientness. So all that happens. And I did a video on everything Aries. Not everything Aries, but Mercury retrograding, the pre-shadow phase, but it talks about everything retrograding in the sign Aries. So when we have the reading for the predictions, remember to have that Mercury is retrograding within, I think it ends on the 25th. Yeah, it goes direct on the 25th. Now, also, we had something else that was pretty big this month. We have, let me see, I'm looking at my notes here. Venus enters Aries tomorrow. We have that, but that's, the solar eclipse, duh. That's huge. That's on the 8th. You could be feeling that now. That will also be in a reading when we are doing a reading, everything about the eclipse. An eclipse could mean some ending of some sort. You're dealing with the signs Aries, and that is dealing with the self. That's dealing with being first. That could be dealing with something physical, sports as well, but usually about the self and you as an individual are being first, okay? So we have that coming up. Then the sun will enter Taurus, a lot of laziness, a lot of basking in beauty and eating a lot and caring about your resources. Banks are also, and finances could be dealing with that because you are dealing with some tangible aspects with that. Now, Jupiter on the 20th, April 20th, which I know that's a special holiday for a lot of people. Jupiter in the sign Taurus is going to conjunct Uranus in a sign Taurus. That's unexpected, big surprises. Could be very optimistic, could be very big in another way, because conjunct could be negative and positive. I feel like there may be some earthquakes, but we will see. You know, don't take that for granted. Just expect some unexpected surprises, okay? Later on the 30th, we have Mars entering Aries. And Venus before that will be entering Taurus, and you really will be into beauty or maybe visit an arts museum of some sorts, or like a great restaurant with ambiance, great ambiance. But on the 30th, Mars entering Aquarius, I figure that's a lot of fighting. Mars is at home. Aries is at home in Mars. However, with all the conflict going on now, there could be some conflict. Now, that is with the collective. The next video will be individual horoscopes. And in that video, yes, I will be doing astrology readings too with tarot. Okay, so let's do the collective reading for everyone now. And the decks that I am using is the Tarot Bohemian, the Tarot of the Bohemian Secrets. And I'm also using the Wild Muse Oracle deck. So this is just a general, and then we'll be doing the pick a card after this. I'm just mixing the decks here. Hunter, can you give me my water? Oh, I'm trying not to have the, yeah, can you give me my water on the nightstand? Okay. Okay, so now let's see what we have generally for everyone. Ooh, tell it like it is. Very, very, very Aries energy. Okay, so we have the collective for everyone. You will be telling it like it is. You will be telling the truth when you have this Aries energy. And it doesn't matter if you even believe in astrology. But this month, you will be hearing the truth. It will be coming pretty fast. This is a 9. So whatever that truth is going to help end some things. Okay. So either you will be telling it like it is, or someone's going to be telling it like it is. There will be no beating around a bush. When we have Aries energy, it's very, telling it like it is very impulsive. So it's like, I didn't plan to tell it like it is, but I am telling it like it is. Hold on 1 second. Let me get a sip. And if you are live, after I do the general readings, I can, if you have questions, I could do readings for you as well. Okay, so let me see if I can show chat. Okay, I'm new to having this full screen. Okay, so we have Tell It Like It Is. Let me see what else we have. This is general, and then we'll break it down even further, okay? But let me break down the Tell It Like It Is for everyone. Queen of Cups. Okay, so we won't be that brutal. We're going to tell it like it is, either to an older water sign, that could be a Cancer, Scorpio, or Pisces, or we are going to be telling it like it is, and we're going to be more nurturing, okay? We're going to be coming from a place of love and compassion, and there's going to be healing with this, okay? With this telling it like it is. We're not just telling it like it is for no reason. We're going to tell it like it is with some compassion and nurturing behind it with love. What else? And it's probably going to be something intuitive, something we really didn't plan. And our something spiritual world is telling us we need to be honest and tell it like it is. This is going to cause some healing for us as a collective, this truth. And of course, when we have the Queen of Cups involved, there's definitely going to be some healing involved with this. I like this, okay? Our new journey, our transition in life. And then there's going to be a lot of compassion, probably compassion with the self, and also a lot of courage happening with this. This is a major arcana. So this is huge beginnings with courage. So when someone's telling you something that is very bold, when they're telling you the honest truth, be aware that this is going to bring you some inner strength. This is going to bring some inner compassion, okay? This is for the collective, but it's going to affect us individually. Just like how it rains and we know the weather, we know that it rains, but it affects people individually, the weather. You could be a gardener. You could have a party outside. How it affects you individually, of course, is how it is, but it could be for the collective. I hope that makes sense what I'm saying. Okay, so for the collective, let's talk about relationships, okay? Now, this, because we're dealing with the collective, could be relationships with the government, relationships with the police, relationships with some type of form of institution, law. This is what we're dealing with. Or it could be actually relationships with personal relationships, okay? We have beauty sleep. Ooh, this really intrigues me. This also is 18, which represents 9. So there's going to be some rest of some sort. Now, I wonder if we will be sleep, like not woke. This is kind of what I'm thinking. Even though it's beauty, beauty sometimes is an illusion. Listen to what I'm saying. Beauty sometimes is an illusion, okay? Today I have on a wig. This is an illusion. It may look beautiful to you. However, this is an illusion. This is not truth. And sometimes now I'm thinking when you see beauty sleep, we can be under a sleep, under a spell of an illusion. Let's see what else we have. We'll get into the details of it. And this is far as like institutions of all sorts, any type of relationship, relationship with the bank, okay? Relationship with your home, if you're renting, okay? Any type of relationship that you are dealing with. Okay, we have the Page of Pentacles. Yeah, so there could be something that we're sleeping on when it comes to some type of resource, some type of funding. We're new to this. We're new to how we are using this resource because the Page of Pentacles is very unexperienced when it comes to resources of some finances. Okay, so it's like you just started saving money. This also could represent a message. There could be a message coming, and it's in the form of something tangible. So a message regarding your health from an institution, a hospital of some sort, or from a doctor, or a message coming regarding any type of tangible resources. So like your finances, your home, even dealing with food. Okay. But that could also represent that. Let me see what else. Also, it's a very slow and beginning as well. Okay. We have the moon in reverse, and the moon upright, and this is a major arcana, so this is a big deal, okay, when it comes to any form of relationship with any type of institution. Also, an institution could be a school, but the moon in reverse Now, in an upright, it could be something that's fear or something that is in the dark, right? Also, intuition is what I get with this, and a lot of emotions, because the moon is in charge of our emotions. Now, when it's in the reverse, it could either be a halt, like you stopped this emotion, or you're not feeling the emotion, or you are stopped being in the dark or the fear at the same time. Or it can also be that you are, this is self energy, right? This is something that is more internal. So this institution of some sort, the school, the bank, whatever it is, and it's giving you this news that's dealing with something tangible, you are taking it in. You're not seeking advice from others. You're not discussing it with a lot of people. This is more an internal issue, and you feel it only within. People really can't see it. So that's what we get. And be careful of having that baggage and holding that in. It's almost like, okay, this is just an example, but it's almost like if you were like this is dealing with relationship with the police, right? And you're not telling anyone, you're keeping how you feel within, you're acting like, you know, I was violated by the police, or and I'm just saying an institution of some sort, but I was violated, but I'm not really showing my emotions. I'm keeping it within. So be aware of that. Okay. Also, we have the Two of Cups. The Two of Cups is all about balance and harmony and finding someone you're aligned with. And there could be some conflict. So this institution is something that you really thought you were aligned with. Okay. So you really thought it could be a job. It could be a coworker. It could be a boss. It could be a lover. Okay. But you thought you were aligned with this person, but there's conflict. The Five of Machetes is all about conflict. It's also a masculine sign, right? It's what is it when it's the symbol I can't think of anyway, but very masculine and representing words, communication, and thought. And there could be some hateful words said due to this conflict. And maybe you are the one saying the hurtful words. Maybe you're writing a very strong email. And this could be because you're keeping it within. The moon is the most important part of this reading because it is in reverse. And I think you want to look at that and see what's going on there and release whatever it is you have dealing with this fact that you were under an illusion, which is fine. A lot of us are under some cloudy judgment at some times, but you want to wake up, okay? Especially with that moon in reverse, it's almost like you're stuck there. And you want to change that when it comes to your relationships with any form of institution, because really you just need to depend on God. Okay. So lastly, let's talk about finances. This could be the economy. This could be your finances. This could be a bank. Okay. Finances, job. And this is for the general public. This could also be unemployment, because welfare, or any type of government services you are receiving. And, so this is the details. Actually, let me pull a oracle first. But on top here, we have the Eight of Pentacles. And the Eight of Pentacles is in reverse. The Eight of Pentacles is always about paying attention to the details. It makes me think of Virgo energy, really taking your time to perfect your craft and really get to know your craft. And it's not happening. I wonder if it has anything to do with the eclipse, if you felt like you didn't have enough energy. Let me see. Sacrifices is the key theme here. So you have to give up something. You have to sacrifice something in order to focus on that craft. You have to sacrifice something when it comes to your career, when it comes to your money, when it comes to your goals, when it comes to finances. There needs to be something given up. For example, an expensive car. I would think that would be like a sacrifice, you know, or the illusion that you are the best at your craft and you're not, because this is saying that you're not good at your craft, and that you stop working on perfecting your craft. You stop looking at the details of what you're doing, or you stop studying, or you stop the apprenticeship, and because you refuse to sacrifice what needs to be sacrificed. Okay. Let me see. Is this rocking the camera? Okay. Let's see what else we have for the collective. Also, when it comes to economy, there isn't a sacrifice given from the economy, and they're not paying attention to the details. They're ignoring the fine print. is what I get for that, for the collective. Okay. We have the Ten of Brooms. There's a lot of load. There's a lot of heavy lifting. This always makes me think of Bag Lady by Erykah Badu. So not perfecting the details, not perfecting the craft, not looking at the fine print of what's going on. There isn't a sacrifice, or maybe we are being sacrificed when it comes to the economy, and it's causing a heavy load for the collective, a lot of burdens, too much of a load for us to have carry. At the same time, that is the 10, and the 10 represents endings. It represents new beginnings, endings, and new possibilities coming up. So this is not going to last long, because there will be movement, there will be drive, there will be a lot of courageous, also travel and progression. But there's going to be movement, or this is going to be moving fast, okay? When it comes to the economy, when it comes to the government, when it comes to resources, when it comes to any finances or unemployment of some sort, there will be movement, there will be progression, or all of this is moving fast, and we're aware of it. Okay. As a whole, let me just look up something that we need to learn. Oops, for the month. A few cards fell here, and I'm going to pull it up. We need to be aware of the unconscious games that people are playing. Things could be unconscious. Not knowing is so much in their psyche that they're not realizing that they're playing a game on us. Or at the same time, this could be us individually. We could be so used to having that baggage or that negativity, and we are unconsciously playing games with the world and the collective. So be aware of that. You know, it's almost like someone who's a victim of hurt or hate or whatever, and they carry that, and they start to hate on others, you know? So it's like that. It's unconscious, though. You don't think you're doing it, but you need to be aware of the unconscious games you're playing. A lot of emotions, the starting of emotions, a lot of storms. Storms is like unpredictable, right? Very emotional, high water. Anything dealing with water is dealing with emotions, and something that's starting with that, because it is the number one. Also, this is the 11. They're both number one. So it's like the beginning, the awareness of this, the awareness of the emotions of this month. So be aware of that. Now, Aries is going to turn into Taurus, the sun. So there is this fiery energy turning into a more calm, relaxed, take your time, move slow, and Aries is moving fast. So you do have that dynamic happening. Aries is a very game kind of energy. Mercury retrograding is also playing pranks with us. So there could be that also. And then was something else I was going to say. New beginnings, a lot of energy about the self, and this could be individual energy, but the individual does affect the collective. So be aware of that. What else am I going to say about, it was something else I was thinking. Unconscious games, stormy one, the eclipse. The eclipse is also affected by this. I see this is black and white. Black and white makes me think of Scorpio, but it makes me think of eclipse too, because that moon is black, you know, with the contrast of the moon being blocked by the shadow. So yeah, that makes me think of the eclipse. So there's some unconscious games being played on the self, or being played from the individual. We need to have a fighting spirit. This is very Aries energy, and it's also 54, which equals 9. So as a collective, we need to have a fighting spirit. We can't give up. We have to stay strong. We have to be bold. We have to be courageous. And also, when you have that Taurus energy coming up this month, not only do you stay strong and courageous, but you will take your time. And Taurus is not going to give up. It's very stubborn. So you also have that energy too. Okay. So that is the collective reading. Be aware of what we have coming up in the news regarding the economy, regarding illusions, regarding of who's being sacrificed, who's taking the sacrifices. Is it the government or is it us?